What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, David, how about a few of the ticket texts? Rico's disgusted at that last remark. David, by the way, are you jealous we have found somebody more prodigious in the breeding shed than you?
Actually building an all-star team between the two.
My God.
But just wait. David just went on that week's vacation.
I know.
Oh, no.
So he's like, you know what, Jeremy?
Otto, what's the fastest you could have another kid again?
Oh, well, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months. I don't think that's going to happen, okay? I mean, physically, I think it's
6 to 8 weeks.
I mean, we're two away from a basketball team. Don't you need to hit that mark?
Otto, we just asked you the question.
Otto, you've been hitting the mark.
You're like, yeah, I was going to say. Got a real American sniper over here.
All right, I'm out.
Woo! Otto's free time. All right. David, the ticket text, please.
I've met my match.
I'm going to tell you, you two are right up there with like Into Mischief, and we got the Stallion series in here. You two are really competing.
I refuse to watch the Tigers when Sweeney plays. He is not a major league player. So, yes, call up Kevin McGonigal.
In September, I want to make that notation. I'm not being unreasonable.
For the September call up. Yes, right. Not right now.
I just, and for the people just joining, no, we're not on crack. The kid has an OPS north of 1,000. There's only four players that have a WRC plus higher than McGonigal since 2012. It's Julio Rodriguez, Juan Soto, Kyle Schwarber, and Chris Bryant. Your shortstop position is Bernie Lomax, a.k.a. Weekend at Bernie's. Mm-hmm. Hey, trade deadline's passed. Not sure if you're aware of that. I'm trying to win a World Series. What would the harm be? If he's the goods, you're going to look to extend him anyways. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
For September, why not do it? He can get some experience, and AJ can use him where he can be comfortable. It almost makes too much sense for this kid. That is Adam in Toledo.
And, of course, I know there will be the, you know, hardened baseball nistas. You know, they have all the answers, yet they've never worked a day in baseball. The point is, me. If it doesn't work, there's no harm. No one's going to destroy his confidence. And I trust AJ Hinch explicitly to use him as he sees fit. And here's the other thing. I'm trying to win. Mm-hmm. Do you really believe this lineup playing the way it's playing is going to win a World Series? Okay, good talk.
No. I mean, I thought that was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I sounded too sincere. Right. Got it. Let's go to Owen, 97.1. Owen, how you doing, buddy?
I shouldn't say I'm great. I'm okay after watching what was today. You know, I think Kevin McGonigal, that would be an awesome move, not only for the team, but for our favorite owner, Chris Illich. He would get a lot of people coming to the game because, hey, second-ranked prospect in the MLB is playing tonight. Come out. And also, I feel like this also brings up a couple more things. I'd bring up a few other people. Dylan Smith backup, UDFA Tommy Canely or Rafael Montero. I would also bring up Jay Hen and bring down Jamai Jones. Just giving you a couple other people.
Well, I got to tell you something. Did you hear the Canely comments from AJ?
Yeah, I read what he said, that he's, you know, there's only so many opportunities he can get when low leverage situations, and that when you're trying to win, playing is like pitching in games is not a way of fixing
it. It basically sounded like I'm putting him in timeout and I'm only pitching him if we're up 10-0.
Mm-hmm. Up 10-0 or down 10-0.
But he's our Maeda replacement. You know, I miss Maeda, so I'm happy I get Canely.
Yeah. But no, Owen, I just, again, we have a couple of weeks to where it would become more real. And it's just, look, I'm trying to find a solution. You know, I want to give this team the best shot possible. Mm-hmm. And it right now, there's nothing I trust in. And let's be clear about something. Being 6-5 in your last 11, is only considered success based on you'd lost 12 or 13 at one point. Mm-hmm. They've stabilized. They've got a six-game lead. If Cleveland wins tonight, it's back to 5.5. You're not out of the woods. Now, thank God the Twins are on tap. Now, if you can't hit that pitching staff, I can't help you.
I know. I guess you shouldn't feel stressed playing the White Sox and the Twins.
No. But you know what I'm going to tell you? First time and maybe the last time I will ever say this in my lifetime. Thank you, Corp. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Matt Vierling last weekend with the miracle three-run bop off Reed Detmers. Because otherwise, you would have lost that series, too.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Face a franchise.
At least he hit the three-run bomb.
No, he did. And then
got hurt.
Right. It was just like, oh, okay. Right. Because the whole thing was like, wait, you don't want Carpenter? This is okay. It's not a mistake.
The Carpenter stuff's starting to annoy me. And I look, AJ's a Stanford grad, and I went to Michigan State. There's a big difference. I can't take pulling Carp early to look at Jamai Jones the next three bats.
Thank you.
All right, whoa.
Could not believe that last night.
It was like the voice of God right there.
Just play carry. I don't need Jamai Jones in a situation where I need a good bat.
Not that early in the game. That's all.
Oh, lefty righty.
We'll just leave him in there.
I know. Look, I'm trying to be fair. Okay?
Okay.
It's my second favorite F word.
All right.
Let's go to Ethan. That is about football helmets. It was NC State's football helmets. Why? Why?
I don't know.
You know, I try to bring fun to the show. You bring slander.
Those are your words.
About a football. You know what? Tell with you.
I mean,
you're a real problem. I'm going to go to Ethan, 97.1. Ethan, how you doing, buddy?
Fellas.
Damn it.
I am booming today, for sure. No doubt about that.
Good.
Hey, listen, Mike. If either of these two try to give you any slander about, you know, bringing up McGonagall or anything like that, you got to do like Kenny said. And it might be time to get rid of black jobs.
I'm not, Ethan, doing this. I'm going to let you go right there. My God.
Ethan is beyond stage tonight at 8 o'clock.
I appreciate you taking the call. Listen, I'm going to take it a step further because if I'm not mistaken, if you're a September call-up, you can't play in the postseason. Is that correct?
I forget what it is. You'd have to add him to the 40-man.
It's August 31st. It's August 31st by 11:59 p.m.
Then August 31st is what I would do.
Yeah, you have to because the problem is if he does hit and if he does play well.
You need him in the playoffs.
He has to be in the postseason roster because, God forbid, you have to strip yourself of him and then play Trey Sweeney. I can't even say his name. It gives me the chills to think about.
It's a weird fascination.
It's so weird. The Trey Sweeney, we got him in a trade and he was a throw-in for the trade. Yes, he played well for us down the stretch last year and I appreciate it. That's done and over with. And guess what? He hasn't hit the ball since. So excuse me for being ready to move on from that experiment. But in all seriousness, right now, the major problem for the Tigers is there are two guys coming out of the bullpen that I trust, and Melton is working on being the third.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Canley has to be launched out of a cannon.
He's done,
and sent to the moon. He has to be. And that's the biggest issue with this team right now. You can't walk into the playoffs with three guys out of the bullpen.
Here's the other thing. Look, I'd hate to say it, but outside of Skubal, I don't trust anyone right now to take the ball game two, you know, Yankee Stadium or in Seattle or whatever it is.
No, you're completely right with that, Mike. And the problem is you look across baseball, right? And a lot of the elite teams, a lot of the really good teams, especially in the American League, have been faltering lately.
Yes.
It hasn't been great, but you look at what they're going to bring to the table roster wise postseason, and you don't have the manpower to match up with those guys. So what do you have to do? You have to have, number one, the best manager in baseball, which this team does in A.J. Hinch. I firmly believe that. And you have to have a bullpen that can come in and get you key outs. You have to.
Yeah.
It is essential. So I don't know if it's Alex Lang coming back up from his injury or what.
You can tell, though.
You have to have another arm come up and help this team.
And A.J. feels the urgency. You can hear it in his voice. You can hear it in his answers, Ethan. And I'm up against it. I do appreciate it, including you supporting me against Rico and David Slater.
Pretty much.
Unbelievable.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.